reporting on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut
you down. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. A major event happened yesterday that's going to affect Wisconsin elections. You remember that Voss was going to appoint a new member of the Wisconsin Election Commission because Dean Knudsen stepped down, resigned. He'd had enough of the attacks from the Republican Party. Wisconsin Election Commission, I'll tell you, back a long time ago, there was an independent commission. I served on it back in the late 70s, early 80s. And there were other iterations of it. At one point, they had a panel of retired judges who were excellent. They were all nonpartisan. Some were Democrats or Republicans in their private life, but they were very honest. The Republicans chipped away. And then they said, let's have a Wisconsin Election Commission. Three Republicans, three Democrats, and the chairmanship rotates. Well, they issued some 6-0 opinions during the pandemic, including mailing ballots to old age homes because with COVID, they wouldn't let them in to hand them to them personally. And suddenly, when Trump loses there, he goes, oh, that's terrible, even though the three Republicans voted for it. One of the Republicans, Bob Spindell, jumped ship and became a fraudulent elector. He was one of the 10 fake crooked electors that met and said that they were the electors. Remember? That was wrong. That was a betrayal of our law. In any event, the sheriff of Racine said the other five should be criminally prosecuted. He should keep his mouth shut. We don't want law enforcement attacking civilian leadership. This is America. This is not Asia. It's not South America. It's not Africa. That's up to the civilian authorities. Now, the present chairman is Ann Jacobs, a Democrat, a very good member of the commission. Dean Knudsen stepped down. Bob Spindell, the bad guy who was a fake elector, said he wants to be the chairman. But it takes a Democratic vote to be the chairman, a majority, because it's 3-3. Well, Voss appointed yesterday a guy named Don Millis. He's a lawyer. He's a Republican lawyer. He served on the Wisconsin Election Commission in the past. He's a partner, a tax partner in a Milwaukee law firm. I don't know him personally, but I'm familiar with his firm. There's some good people in his firm. But the thing that was most persuasive to me is Ann Jacobs, the Democrat, the present chairman, said she had served with him before on the Wisconsin Election Commission as a high opinion of him. She said, the Democratic chairman said, quote, Don Millis was an excellent election commissioner when he originally served on the commission. We'll not always agree, but I believe his work will be as professional and thoughtful as it has always been. And Tommy Thompson, who is not a Trump Republican. Former Governor Tommy Thompson was also the head of the UW system at one time on an interim basis. He said, quote, he praised Don Millis, and he said, quote, I can't think of anyone better, end quote. This is Tommy Thompson. And then it turns out that in 2016, Millis had given advice to clerks that they could fill in missing information on absentee ballots if they knew it was true. In other words, husband and wife each vote. The husband signs as the witness to the wife's ballot. She figures, well, I'm the witness to his ballot. I just don't have to put a signature down because he did. You can fill in the wife's name. And that has been attacked by Trump. So I am guardedly optimistic. Obviously, a Republican is going to be nominated. Don Millis has been nominated. I shouldn't say nominated. He's been appointed by Robin Voss. Now they have to elect a chair. It's got to be a Republican because the Dems had the chair for the last 2 years, the Republicans the next 2 years. And that chair has got to be Don Millis because it can't be Bob Spindell. You can't make as a chairman a guy who is a fake elector who met in secret at the Capitol and told this and was part of a deal where they tell the Senate that he was the real elector. You can't have that. So keep your fingers crossed. I don't know Don Millis, but I respect Tommy Thompson and Ann Jacobs. And if they think he's good, I am relieved. We're going to the lines. Several people, don't hang up. I'll take you in order. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, Dick of Madison?
Well, to the gun legislation that was passed last night by the House, yeah, that's good. But from my mind, it's just going to move to the Senate where nothing will come out of it. And in the Senate Republicans will, they're already in the middle of making up their next excuse. What was the first one? Oh, it's video games causes it. Then it's mental health. But I heard the best of the best the last couple of days from Scalise, a man who was shot himself. You know, we didn't ban airplanes after 9/11. Well, no, we didn't, Congressman, but we did do a lot of things to make it safer to travel on airplanes, like make the cabin area more, you know, a little harder to get into. We did a lot of things. But that one was the best of all time. And in my mind, they better come up with a little better excuse than that one. I'm sure they're thinking of some pithy little thing right now as we speak. But I see it going nowhere in the Senate.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent point. And I want to say something else. I mean, everybody, there's almost like a defeatist attitude on the Democratic side. Like Tammy Baldwin put a statement out yesterday saying, well, there's going to perhaps be some, but it's not going to be wide ranging or, you know, it's not going to be. And it's just a matter of fact statement. Where's the passion? Where's the leadership on the Democratic side, quite frankly? Where's somebody doing something? You know, yeah, you had Chris Murphy giving this big speech and all that kind of thing. But where is somebody saying, let's just classify it as a military weapon? Civilians shouldn't have military weapons, just like they shouldn't have machine guns, javelins, bazookas, stingers, chemical, biological, nuclear weapons. This is a military weapon. In the old days, if you wanted to get off by shooting one of these things, you joined the military. Nowadays, they don't join the military, but they figure they can get the same thrill. Well, no, an 18-year-old has absolutely no discretion, absolutely no maturity. He shouldn't be able to buy it. And frankly, nobody should be able to buy one of these things with a 30 high capacity, 30 round ammo. We don't want it. It is military. Somebody's got to get up and put a little more passion in this. I don't see any passion whatsoever. We're going back to the lines. Billy of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind today. Billy of Milwaukee.
I'm happy to be here, Matt, about what's been going on, especially with the House passing the Protecting Our Kids Act very narrowly, 223 to 204. It seems like to me that a lot of the Republican Party now is basically just, they're talking about, oh, well, what's been going on about all of the legislation to protect, like they're just trying to talk about protecting the Supreme Court justices, and they're important, but they're not trying to talk about mental health funding, and they keep talking about these thoughts and prayers. Like, how much more are we going to do until we have to actually go through a sense of tyranny? And I hate using that word, but it's like, it's either you're with one or you're with the other. And it's like, there's no sense of consensus building. There's, like you were talking about earlier with Tommy Thompson. Yes, he was a Republican, but he was a Republican that I respected heavily, especially in the state of Wisconsin during his four terms. So it's just a lot that, like, you know, seeing the progression of where we were at in the 90s and where we're at today in 2022, it seems like to me that either one or you're in the other. I just don't know what to say about anymore.
Yeah, those are some very good comments, Bill. Let me build on those. First of all, this is a good insight. Some of these guys go, oh, we got to have more attention to mental health. Well, yes. Okay, here's a bill to fund it. And they vote against it. They say we need more mental health. Okay. The second thing is, proportion to our population, we have the same mental health policy, no more nor less than everybody else in the world. Every other country has mentally ill people, but they don't go around shooting up schools because they can't get hold of semi-automatic weapons that are high capacity and given to an emotionally disturbed or mentally ill 18-year-old. And when someone's 18, they have no judgment whatsoever. They're full of hormones. Maybe they got jilted by a girl at the prom. Maybe they lost their job. You know, maybe they don't have any prospects. They're not going to school. And they get despondent and they figure they'll shoot up a school. The Republicans won't do anything about this, Billy. And I think that the only thing that's going to make a difference, quite frankly, is at the polls. And at some point, and a case in point is Wisconsin. You know, we're a purple state. Ron Johnson won't do anything. He will filibuster anything. Anything. He will not have anything to do with anything. With anything like making this a military weapon, or even raising the age to 21, or even having background checks, or voting for mental health. Anything. He won't do anything. Well, at some point, voters have to say, look in the mirror and say, okay, am I a free man or woman, or am I simply just a cog, and this guy is going to keep doing this? This gets me very angry. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the...